Yannick, I know you were just talking about the code with Anthony. Do you like games when they get intense like that?
Well, of course, it feels like a playoff atmosphere, and I think we have the players and to play that type of game, any type. I think we're pretty deep in our lineup, and then we have guys that can play different roles. And then I think we answered tonight, and then we played a pretty good game.
And you had that fight, then you also get the goal. Your traffic in front of that created Raphael Harvey-Pinard as usual, just in front of that. How much do you like playing with him? And tell me a little bit about the goal.
I think the goal was kind of what we talked in between the second and the third, that we needed to put a bit more pressure and keep the puck down low. And the puck went up to, I think it was Brooksy, and then they shot it, and HP was in front of the net. It's been fun playing with him. I think he's a really hardworking kid, and then that's how I like to play as well. And then I think we're connecting pretty well together.
Last question, Chris, the AHL report. Chris?
Hi, Nick. I know you answered the question in French for Anthony, but can you walk through? I think you're anticipating a fight was going to happen. Can you walk through what happened from pregame all the way until the fight happened?
Well, I think just from when it happened, even though it wasn't intentional, when it happened, and then I got kicked out of the game, I knew that whenever we were going to play each other, I think that's there's a code in hockey, and then things like that are not appreciated. And then, like I said, even for me, I know if it would have happened against our team, I would have stepped up to protect one of our guy. So before the game, when I saw that Gallant was playing, I knew that I had to insert the belt. And that's why during warm up, I went and see him, and I told him, I'm like, hey, I know it was a shitty, sorry for the word. I know that, like, I didn't do it intentionally, and then, but I knew I had to still answer the belt. So I told him, and even him, he told me like he appreciated that I was gonna answer the belt, and then the fact that I reached out to the other player, because you never like to see a play like this in hockey, and that was it.
And you guys have won the 10 out of the last 11 games. What's been bringing the team success over the stretch?
I think that's like I said in French, it's just the way we play, the way we put pressure on other teams, and then when we and I think we everybody's buying in our systems, and we're a team that is really fit. Since day one, we've been pushing the pace in practice and games, and I think that's what especially playing teams like for 3-4 games in a row, I think teams are breaking up on us physically and mentally, because we keep that pace up, and then we play a type of game that it's not fun to play against, and that's what has been bringing us success, because the four our four lines has been doing it, and everybody has been contributing.